Once again, as a reminder to those who have just joined the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine. Quite a game that you had up at Wildcat Stadium for homecoming and an exciting 28-14 victory over Rhode Island. A couple of scores there in the fourth quarter to pull away. Give me your impressions on the game as you've gone back and looked at it.
Well, everything we thought it was going to be. You know, having seen Rhode Island on tape in their first three games, watching them play, and they were playing at a high level. And they should have beat Central Michigan, and they beat Harvard, and they came in here, and our kids had their antennas up after a tough loss to Holy Cross the week before. And you're up 15-0, and you just watch Rhody just keep fighting, keep playing. Next thing you know, it's 15-14, and you know, they're laying downhill on us, and fortunately for us, we make a huge play on a third down, and Trevor puts a ball on OC, and Neil takes it to the house, and we get a little breathing room. And then from that point on, I thought we played pretty well defensively, keeping it inside and in front of us. I thought we settled down and played the last, you know, probably 12-14 minutes of the game the way we played the whole game and did things. You know, they had the tendency, Rhode Island, to be explosive, and they sure were. You know, they hit us on a huge one. I thought that the RPO that Harris threw to Aaron Parker, you know, the 75-yarder, was like a dagger, and then we didn't recover real well, but when we came back, we kept it inside and did some good things, got a huge win for ourselves.
How big, as you sort of touched on after the disappointment last week up at Holy Cross, to come out and get a win and a tough win like that, and then when you look around at the results around the conference, how big to be 2-0 in the league right now?
Well, anytime you're 2-0 in the CAA, you know, you're very thankful because you know what this conference is all about. And what's going on around the league doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me in the least. The way these football teams are playing, the way these programs are going, the way the guys are coaching, the way the kids are playing, it's a hell of a conference. And, you know, you can only take care of what you're doing. And we try to make that a huge point going into Saturday's game about what we do, how we do it, how we're going to play. And you know, let's take care of Rhode Island and see from there. And that's what happened. And, you know, This conference is so strong this year, I think, and it's showing up day in and day out, week in and week out, game in, game out.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We go back and look at the offense, and what a day for your junior quarterback, Trevor Knight. 420 yards career high, three touchdowns passing for the second week in a row, and another one on the ground. Just talk about the effort that he had on Saturday.
Well, I think Trevor's continued to grow. He got time this week a little bit more than he got in the Holy Cross game. And when he didn't get time, he scrambled and made some plays. Two or three of the plays that he made on the run again in scrambles, the touchdown pass to Malik Love, another big completion to Rory Donovan, are things that he can do, and he's playing within himself. And getting the balls to people in open spaces when we need them to do it. It's just good to see Trevor keep progressing, and playing. It was a hell of an effort by the kid on Saturday.
You've coached quite a few quarterbacks over the years that have put up big numbers and have grown, been some of the best in the country. What have you seen from Trevor in terms of his improvement, and how much time does it take? This is year two for him, and I know he's banged up some last year, but is it all starting to slow down for him and come together, you think?
Yes, and I think the huge thing is, and it sounds so easy, you're seeing it in practice every day. You're seeing him putting balls on people. You're seeing him step up in the pocket. And when he has to move around and make a throw, he's doing it. When he has to move around and take off and find the escape hatch and go. And it was always sometimes just a little hesitant last year between those kind of decisions. He's making good decisions that way. And I think he's got a great trust in all the kids he's throwing the ball to, and that helps an awful lot.
You touched on Neil O'Connor, 11 catches, 232 yards. Obviously, the big play, as you touched on, was the 76-yarder winning on that 3rd-and-11 play. But that's the second game of the season now in 4 weeks with 11 catches. What makes him so effective, and what's so good about his relationship with Trevor?
Well, I think the first thing that makes him good is he's a football player. And I think everybody that's ever coached or played in this game knows what I'm talking about. Kid understands game. Kid understands angles, getting open. He can catch. He doesn't look real fast when he's doing things. He avoids people. He makes hard catches, tough catches. What's happened is, you know, these guys now between OC and and Trevor, you know, they've been able to practice together for now almost a year and a half, and having Trevor be the guy and have an OC go, and that gets a little connection. But it's not to be lost is he's got two other guys around him that help him out that, you know, you just can't zero in on him. You've got other guys who can get open space and make plays, and that helps the passing attack an awful lot.
Yeah, and we're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to switch to the other side of the ball. Your defense comes up with four turnovers in that game, including a couple of interceptions from Isaiah Perkins. And we talk a lot about your defensive backs with Pop and Prince and some of those guys in the past, but not a whole lot about Isaiah. And he obviously came up big for you. Talk about the game that he had and his play in the secondary for you.
Well, Isaiah is a kid who just keeps working at it. He's one of, again, another New Hampshire kid that I really appreciate how hard he works in practice and what he does. Concentrates, does his homework, you know, knows the answers to the test. The first pick he had was an overlap, and it was just a really great play by the kid. Something he got beat on in practice a couple times this week, and we made sure he understood what he had to do, and he went and did it in the game. The other one fell down on him, but, you know, he made some great tackles in open space. Again, a lot of this stuff sounds very, you know, repetitive for me, but it's simple. I thought he practiced well last week and had a better edge going into the Rhode Island game than he did in the Holy Cross game.
When we talked last week in preparation for Rhode Island, you had touched on with Tyler Harris and the fact that they've hit a bunch of big plays all season long on people, and you gave up the one, but that was really all on the day. Were you pleased for the most part with the secondary and taking that away for the most part?
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job. I think the other thing we did is put pressure on him. You know, we got a couple sacks. We also got a couple hits on him and got him off his target, off his landing mark in the drops. I also thought we did a much better job of tackling in open spaces, and we closed the gap on things. You know, the one he hit to Parker again, he put it right on the chest, and he had to hit him in stride. You know, our kid Evan Horn decided he was going to try to take it, try to make a pick on it, and wasn't good enough, too slow, too late. And it was really, really great execution by Harrison Park. It was a good play.
Your defense did a pretty good job on Harold Cooper. You hold them to just 68 yards on the ground. Did you feel like you did a good job at least taking that part of their game away?
Yeah, we thought it was important. You know, I thought both him and Anderson had brought a lot to the table in the first couple of games, physically running the football. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of gap control. I thought they did a good job of plugging and filling gaps where they needed to. And then, you know, we wanted to make them throw the bubble screen to do what they do, and they did. And they had success in two real big drives. You know, other than that, I thought we ran things down and did okay with the other stuff.
You step out of conference this week, face Bryan, a team that put 45 on the board and beating Fordham on last week. So obviously a challenge that way as you've taken a little early look at Bryan. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Well, I think it starts on the offensive side of the ball and what they do and how they do it. And it starts at the quarterback position. This kid, Price Wilson, you know, I've only gotten this my first look to see him between last night and today. And kid's a very accurate quarterback. You know, offensively reminds me a little bit of Holy Cross guys. You know, the way they spread the ball around. They have multiple RPOs. They do formation. The other thing that makes this team very difficult to defend is the tempo of their offense. They get up and go in a hurry. And I know a couple of their kids from the recruiting process. I really like Matt Seawall, the kid, number one. They're one of their wide receivers. He was a kid that we all looked at in the recruiting process, just didn't pull the trigger. These guys, when they're playing fast tempo, can get a ton of plays off. So we're going to have to get a lot of guys ready to play so they can play at the thing. On the offensive side.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for your time today, and talk to you again next week.
Sure, Rob. Have a great one, man.
Thank you.